Pat Bush.
Wait, you have gray pubes?
I got the George Clooney Bush.
Damn.
Yeah, I got George. Nice. I got the George Clooney emergency tennis, and I have my sneakers on, and I'm on a ladder, just being like, cover her ears. And I'm sitting there, and I'm more obviously I work hot because you go to the panel. Usually they don't label the smoke detectors in a house because they don't want you turning off the smoke detectors. So I'm like, I didn't see which one it was. So I have no other choice. And I have my little tester. I'm working hot. I'm just on. I'm like beeping the thing, and I just have emergency tinnitus on a ladder at like 5 a.m. before I realized like it was like in that emergency state. I was purely unaware of the fact that I had my tinnitus going.
Like I'm FaceTiming Brittany. I'm like, dude, look at what I did. I was basically like, do you want to see this? I gave her a warning, and she was like, yeah, let me see. So I thought I was showing her the dump with the camera.
Dong.
It was tinnitus. Another emergency tinnitus, dude. This was a tinnitus after
a sick tinnitus.
Running home with diarrhea.
Sick tinnitus,
dude. I don't think her family was. I hope her family was looking at the phone because they're all together. So they're at the mall, and I'm like, I didn't know she's at the fucking mall. First of all, because we didn't talk about that. And I'm like, you want to see my dump? She's like, sure. So I go to show her the thing, and I go, oh, and I'm on speakerphone. I go, oh no, wait, that's my penis. She's like, oh, you're on speakerphone. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Yeah. And then I was like, well, here's the dump anyway. I flipped it around.
Oh, so you showed your wife a penis and then diarrhea? Yeah. Ew, dude.
Ew. I mean, the penis was just in the way.
Yeah, I like that picture, though. Tinnitus with a background of diarrhea.
Oh, dude.
That's a good picture. That's every Tinnitus's class photo. You know how normally you get, like, lasers in the back? Tinnitus just has a pool of diarrhea.
She gets a pile.
A pile flown all the way from Chicago.
Yeah, dude. That was a hard – well, dude, then the worst – and to add to my Tinnitus shame, I don't know if – I mean, this is like – Tucker Carlson's dealing with being doxxed right now, so I don't want to dox myself and my tinnitus status. Dude, I've gotten tinnitus levels where I'll like pee while I'm – I didn't – dude, I had – the diarrhea was so severe that I looked down, didn't realize I was peeing. So I'm peeing between the cracks of the two toilet seats.
Oh, that's happened.
Absolutely soiled the back of my shorts.
That's the worst. That's a rarity. But when you hit some, I don't know what it is. Every once in a while, you have just enough tinnitus.
You have the perfect
to tinnitus. Hit between the lid and the yeah.
It's tinnitus zero, dude. Your tinnitus is like perfect in line with the equator. It goes right through the
when it's on the fucking Liu Kang kick. Your tinnitus is just.
My tinnitus was at zero gravity. It gets the perfect geometry where it just kind of like sticks out straight.
It's crazy.
And it just fucking shot me right in the straight. Fucking dude. Drenched my N1s, dude. I slid them back up. It was just like, God damn it.
N1s.
I want to make a tinnitus protector. They should make a seat that has a fucking shield that blocks from like any sort of tinnitus eruption.
Because you're not thinking about your tinnitus. I got it like, how is it going to piss out of the toilet?
Exactly.
It's under the lid.
It's the perfect angle.
And then it just bends against the lid.
Perfect angle. Shot right through. Shot me right through the lid, dude.
No, I've done that a couple times. I've done that out to eat at like restaurants. I just pissed everywhere, dude.
They really should. It's fucked up they haven't designed a thing. In terms of like the ADA, they should design a thing for guys with tinnituses that block. They come down. It's a safe. It locks down. There's like a – so it's a toilet seat like this, a little edge that just blocks off.
Should be a cup there.
There should be something,
some
dude.
Trough.
Like a drip edge. They should have it come like a gutter, basically. A gutter system that runs
for dudes
down.
Dudes with sickly penises. Yeah. Nervous penises.
Yeah, for dudes who just experienced
I'm glad you brought that up. I've kind of kept that to myself.
Yeah,
because I thought the amount of penis you would have to do that was so extraordinary that I really didn't want to admit where my penis was at. Look at that. LeMaire's in agreement. Noah. Everybody's like, yeah, I've done it.
Done it. Yeah,
nice. It's good for everybody to come clean on this.
Well, dude, Kanye's my inspiration.
Mine sometimes doesn't even fire out. It just like flows. Like you ever like pour a cup and the water comes out along the... Mine will sometimes piss will just like, stick to the
like,
bowl.
It's surface... Like what's it called? Yeah. Surface tension. How it actually will grip. Yeah. That's why...
Also, there's just a... Never mind.
So you'll do...
I'm done.
You'll do a...
I'm done.
You'll fully pee down your whole body.
I'll piss down the front of the toilet seat.
Like a water slide.
Yes. And then I'll be like, holy fuck, there's just a puddle of piss at my feet. I'm like, dude, did I piss...
I thought you were saying you pee and pee leaves your penis and sticks to the underside.
No.
I was like, whoa.
No, dude. I mean, penis is sticking between the lid and the bowl, and the piss will just run straight down the front of the bowl onto the floor.
100%. I've definitely made.
So
a
wait, have you hit it where it just shoots straight out?
I've shot straight out this morning.
Straight out.
Shorts. Awesome. I've also puddled the floor. Exactly like you're saying. I've like fully pissed on the floor inadvertently a couple times. It's shitty engineering.
Yeah, but they know, dude. Nobody can bring that up.
True.
Nobody can be, well, whoever designed it would be like, well, how small is your dick? Dude? Who's like, nothing? It doesn't, and never mind.
Like, it was my kid. My kid does it all the time. True. That's a good class action lawsuit, dude.
So you're calling all those dudes cowards?
Yeah. Honestly, dude.
It's pretty tough to look at them.
I mean, dude,
it's brutal. I don't know, man.
You got it. I mean, especially it's a gun, and it's like, how is he?
Gun, maybe. I think he was going knife first and then hog tying you before you knew exactly what was happening.
Okay, okay. I was going to
like,
say,
where you still think it's like kind of a robbery, hopefully.
I thought he was doing it while I'm like, no way a guy can fucking hold a gun in my head at the same time.
Yeah, especially with a tenus. The guy's notable. True. Notable tenus. That thing would be slipping out the whole time.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I don't know, man. A knife's inexcusable, dude. If someone has a knife and they're like, I'm going to tie you up at knife point, it's like, nah, dude, we're wrestling over that knife.
True.
I don't know.
I hear you. But again, if you just woke up and there's this fucking dude with his dick out standing in front of you with a knife.
I think about this all the time. I'm like, whenever I'm laying in bed.
Waking up to.
I'm constantly being like, if there was a guy in my house, like, how quick could I react? And I have to, whenever I sleep, especially if I'm by myself, I'll have to like come to peace with the situation. I'm like, there fully could be a guy in my house, and I think I trust myself to pop up naked. I kind of have this weird desire to
fight
wake
a guy
up
naked
in that situation and fight my way out of it.
I'm a poor reflection of the Nick Diaz army right now. Also, I was wearing these gray sweatpants again without underpants.
With the boner.
Not a boner. I mean, a tiny boner.
That's perfect.
I nubbed out in the represent.
Still nubbing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. It's nice your dong's been defying gravity. Just a perfect float.
Matthew and I did the cold plunge yesterday, and
my God,
Matt almost caught a glimpse. Matt came into the room where I was changing and almost caught a glimpse.
I was close.
What would have been one of the gnarliest penises you've ever. It was the smallest your penis can possibly. It destroys the Adderall penis.
Mine was crazy. Mine was. I was like rebirthed.
Yeah,
you know people do like rebirthing?
No, what's
that? You can like, there's guys that do like a certain type of breathing where someone coaches you through experiencing your birth.
What are we doing?
Well, that penis and I think it's real because I looked at my penis and I was all of a sudden like, I had like the umbilical cord around my neck. I was like, oh God.
Reed.
The lady who Biden fingered at a party, I think.
No, not her. No. Allegedly fingered at a party. This is a lady she came out and was like, I'll tell you what, I know exactly what his dick looks like.
She could pick his dick out in a lineup.
Yes. She said it's...
I couldn't pick my dick out in a lineup.
I could definitely... I wonder.
It'd be tough. A lineup
now we're on an important issue.
A lineup of similar tenuses.
I could spot
remotely
mine.
Similar tenuses.
Yeah, could you pick it out? That's a good question. I might start like an RV tournament version of just birds, and you've got to find yours.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
I'm all actually. Pelotoned up, dude.
Go ahead.
You want the smallest penis on earth?
I've read O'Connor talking about that.
Oh, what was he saying?
He said the Peloton penis is unrivaled.
Where did he say that?
Twitter.
That little fuck.
Did he steal your
He rode my fucking Peloton once. That little weasel.
So he thinks he has the audacity to say that he shriveled his penis more than you?
No, but he was so I've had this Peloton. Obviously, I'm not friends with any chicks, mm-hmm. So nobody's shared the experience of the Peloton with me.
Yeah.
So O'Connor got a pair of shoes for himself so he could use mine. Mm-hmm. And the first time he got off, we commiserated on tenis. I haven't had the tenis discussion with anybody because you're sitting there, you tenis up hard. Mm-hmm. It's like post-practice dong. And then you got to stand up and pedal forward and your dick goes in your own body.
Sitting on a bicycle seat, specifically diverts blood from your genitals.
Really?
Yeah. That's a side effect of people who are like marathon bike hard.
So that's what's going on.
It's one of the side effects of extreme cycling is kind of like it just like diverts stuff.
I've got all those
from your penis.
And every side effect of extreme cycling.
I'm sorry.
Please, yeah.
This is the Patreon logo.
I saw. I kind of.
That's what that means.
It's the new logo.
Yeah. See, it's on the side of the box.
Are they launching through us? Is this a launch?
This might be a launch of the new logo.
This is a launch of the new logo. Are we being used?
Is this satanic?
Are you being pumped?
Is this some type of satanic sculpture? Don't touch it, dude. You're going
to
get the jeebies.
It does remind me of something, if I have to say so myself, dude.
True.
It's got this shape to it. I fucking recognize.
That's about right. That is absolutely about right. It's me in any pair of gym shorts just sticking straight out, dude. The dreaded nub.
Damn, dude, we got the first ever fucking Tenus Award.
Fuck.
Dude, Excellence in tinnitus. We've seen your tinnitus over many episodes.
We've seen you picking at your tinnitus every single episode.
Dude, so speaking of my tinnitus, dude, last night I unsheathed it. I literally pulled it out of my sheath boxers.
You pulled it through the hole?
No, I wish. I have yet
little
to peek-a-boo, fucking.
Little
I have yet
cuckoo to. Bird for the lady.
Dude, I'll admit it. I was sitting there like I was like worried I was gonna bust super quick. I was like, no, I got this. I was like, I'm in full fucking control. I worked all the way to doggy style off the edge of the bed, which I'm like, dude, this is a
home run. Edge of the bed king, dude.
Dude, you know me. I'm when I'm horizontal, I'm just in my head going, I'll get to the edge. I can't start edge of the bed.
There's not enough friction to gain enough power. You need to bring down pain.
Yeah, exactly. Once you're edge of the bed, you're kind of like, dude, laying down having sex.
You should nail like two little like basically like starter blocks onto the
fucking thought about it.
Starter blocks onto the floor,
dude. Well, my old room was set up in a way where I could catch the baseboard. The bed was close enough where I could catch the baseboard for traction.
Now we're generating some force.
It's the best.
Now your wife's paying for it.
Dude, now she's, yeah. Now she's realizing how wrong she was about so many things. But I'm sitting there, dude, in my head, I'm going, this will go on forever. I'm going to get into tantric stuff. I was like, I might be a tantric master. Dude, she reached from behind herself and grabbed my nuts. Gone. Dead in the water, dude. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, what are you doing?
It crushed me.
Yeah, that's why you were just recently awarded.
True.
You ever been, you ever have your nose?
Not a full blown wash. I've had old Asian women take a pass at my penis.
Really?
Then you were in a wishy washy then.
Huh?
Then you
this
were
was
in
a fucking normal place. There's like women in there and everything.
Did it say open on the window and a neon sign?
No. This was like fucking chicks in there, all sorts of shit.
Really?
Yes.
And a lady went for your penis.
Lady went for my penis. Goes, oh, so strong.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
She grabbed your
cock. Yeah, you're good. Yes. No, just grazed it. Hit me with the graze like three times. I was like, you're good. I don't need to do that.
You turned it down?
Yeah, I had a fucking girlfriend.
Every time I get a massage, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's the only thing I fucking think about.
My penis gets smaller. Absolute doctor's office. If I go, they're gonna try to jerk me off at the end of this. Holy shit!
Yeah, you shrivel. God,
I get
fucking
the smallest doctor penis possible. So I can, I'm not saying I'm morally superior for not getting jacked off.
You
I
literally, couldn't even if I wanted to.
If I wanted to, I'd still be too teenist up.
Yeah,
that's crazy. During a massage, I become ridiculously engorged.
Yeah,
You have a history though. Yeah, but you have a history. Gay dudes have the biggest dicks, too.
Yeah, statistically.
So if you're a 6'10 black dude,
gay guy,
that's gay.
It's the top of the mountain.
His dick, Dwight Howard's dong must be.
It's top of the mountain. Yeah, they say statistically gay guys have bigger penises than straight guys because of some like hormonal thing.
Guess who's straight as hell, partner?
Yeah, true. If you're ever wondering.
Yeah, dude, who's straight as hell?
I had a startling micro flaccid bird today. That was like, usually I'm like, whatever. I'm pretty body positive, but I caught this one today and I was going, what the fuck? I was like, am I scared? What am I afraid of right now? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. I took a little gander this morning myself.
It might have to do with like sun flares.
Something with the Texas. I think we're just getting acclimated. Our penis is probably hiding until it's time to come out and it's fully acclimated. Because I did literally the exact same thing this morning.
You peeped.
I had to go somewhere this morning and I woke up early and I was just looking in the mirror. My hair, like I'm getting like bald enough that like the sides stick out and only the side, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had that, my gut was out and just a tiny bird was sticking out and I was looking in the mirror like, oh fuck, dude, discipline, big pants. Big pants, small penis, large seats. The Indians were right, dude. I was for real. It was like, and I had like dark red eyes. It was hard.
Oh no.
I mean, yeah, I just woke up, went to brush my teeth. I looked like a fucking gargoyle. I looked fucking insane. I looked scary. It was like scary how ugly I am, dude. Yeah, it was off-putting.
That's so funny.
It was for real. If somebody saw it, it would be like, people would be scared of me, which I guess is pretty sad.
No, they sort of walked in on a naked guy. Like, oh, shit, my bad.
They would have walked in and be like, oh, holy fuck. Holy fuck, what is that in there?
It's the red eyes.
Dark red eyes, the most pale you've ever, just veins, tiny bird, gut, just get out of here.
What are you doing
lock
here?
Lock the door. I knock next time.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just got out and was like, I did the Peloton. So I got out of the shower and I was just like,
yeah, that'll do it though. Workout.
I was
workout
crazy.
Shower. You are a tiny like, bird.
What the? It was.
How about the post cold plunge dick, dude?
Dude, it might have
trumped. That rivals Adderall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my, yeah, mine was, I mean, it was, I think I just confronted my minimum limit. I was like, this is as small. I was like, that's kind of nice though. I was like, okay, my penis can't get any smaller than this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is as small. It was penis jerky.
As bad as things get.
It was penis jerky.
It was rock bottom.
It was penis jerky, dude.
It was.
All the liquid was out.
It was dick
rock. I basically had to do that in the shower this morning.
Yep.
I was being a baby. I was like, fuck, I'm going to wake up early. It's like, dude, I'm making a show with my friends. Why are you this gay? And then you get out of the shower and you see your naked, fat body. And you go, I'm a big, fat pussy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
First thing in the morning.
Self-loathing and then getting out and seeing a tiny penis. You go, Jesus, we got to make some changes.
There's no way you have a tiny penis. Real awesome.
See those chest?
What the hell?
For real? See these chest pieces? See these chest pieces? They were whittled perfectly.
Yeah. I've been hitting the cold plunge. I come back and take the shower. It's literally
the tiniest.
I think it's my born penis. I get my like born penis.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, like, dude, for sure, dude, coming out of the cold plunge. No problem. Just a pawn.
Ball in the top golf net.
Yeah.
I would fucking light myself on fire.
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking. I feel like if you fall in the top golf net, by some law of physics, your ass has to come out of your pants.
Your ass is hanging.
Your ass definitely comes out.
Your crack's getting split by a rope, for sure. It's just cheeks sticking out. And there's a family underneath you. God forbid it's a hot chick party. Going, ew, look at that guy.
They probably set up where your penis pokes through one of the holes.
Oh, just your penis through a little square.
Just
a
Timberlake. No. Your ass is out to your family.
It's full Timberlake.
JT got crushed with the penis trap.
I was thinking about JT when I was watching T-Pain. I was like, because you see the videos of him with the hood up just like phoning in his concerts?
That's because you got the
penis
fly trap, dude. After the penis fly trap, you go, I'm done with this. Fuck my whole production. Fuck whoever
did
this.
True. Yeah, if my producers fucked me up like that, I'd have the fucking rain jacket hood on, just being like,
oh.
Yeah.
That would piss me the fuck off. If they set me up on a penis fly trap, I'd be fucking furious.
Dude,
rocking angry Tinas today. I was trying, like, there was nothing I could do about it.
Angry Tinas is going to be respected again soon.
I think it will.
It's going to be like a girl without lip fillers. Everybody's walking around with a giant dong, dude. When's the last time you saw some natural, tiny, angry Tinas?
This morning, I was looking down and going, God damn it, why is it sticky?
I feel mine right now. I feel every curve in it.
Well, there's all these shorts now with exercise shorts.
Don't make that face while you're thinking about your penis.
Jesus,
I watched him do it.
They're like, you don't even need underwear with these shorts.
Mary literally was going, ew, dude. Thinking about every part of your penis right there. That's disgusting.
They make shorts that are like, we have like inner lining. You don't even need boxers. I'm like, sweet. Then I wear them. I'm like, dude, my tiny penis is sticking out.
They're the worst shorts ever.
I need boxers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always like, nice.
So you get like netting. It's terrible.
It's not netting. It's like a... just like it does feel like it's like an inner lining.
Oh yeah, I have the yeah.
They're cool,
like compression shorts.
Sort of. But these are like, they're not that tight, so I'm just like, dude, I'm just, looks like I'm free balling and my tiny penis is sticking out while I'm doing bridges.
You can't do bridges.
And like between every exercise, I stand up and I'm like,
yeah. The worst is when you're starting to do it, like you're doing fucking like deadlifts. Yep. Get me every time. The bar is literally presses my penis. My penis perches on the bar on every deadlift.
It's like a bird on a telephone wire.
And the trainer's like, all right, 10 more reps. Like, fuck, come on, dude. My dick's out. On rep one, I saw my penis. I got to put the bar down. We got to change workouts.
You need the hex bar. The bar, we stand in the middle.
That's cheap.
Yeah, man.
That's for cheaters, dude.
If you want to build the basics.
If you want to get fucking massive numbers, hit the hex bar. Be like, just deadlift 450. It's like, no, you didn't, dude.
I know.
The bridges, they serve no purpose other than to show everyone your penis.
Yeah. It's
you just can't do them.
It's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
I've been getting better at just fucking rocking it and being like,
it's all you can do.
It's my setup.
Yeah.
I'm just going to rock this thing out and hopefully, you know, everything comes around in waves. It will. Fashion will catch up and be like, yeah, we want
fashion will catch up.
Tinas.
Yeah, we're going to go back to classic Greek penises.
Yeah, girls will figure out guys with big dicks, just don't treat them right. We'll see my ally patch. They'll be like, that guy's a fuck. That guy's probably pretty agreeable.
That guy's probably smart. He's probably reads a lot and cares about issues.
Like, oh my God, tiny little penis. Did you see that real team player over there?
Yeah. These two big dicks freaks sitting over here. Dumb as hell. Well, Mary, you're a genius. One of us. One of us.
For real, no, I'm like being serious because I've obviously imagined just having a long dangling penis a bunch of times. For real, it would be annoying, honestly.
It probably gets in the way.
Like the way I move, I couldn't do it. If I was
I'm too sleek, exactly. Too fast.
Hey, dude, for real, the way I
you
cut,
think I'd be able to swim down and back underwater? No shot. The thing would be a goddamn rudder. I'd be turning.
The curve would turn you. Yeah, like I felt bad for that pole vaulter from France who like his dick is falling. Don't got to worry about that. I would have cleared that thing, dude. Yeah. I would have brought glory to my country.
I would have left the stadium.
I
would have literally, I'd be in orbit. If the penis is holding you back, I'd be on Mars by now.
He disgraced his entire country. They should have probably gotten like silver, but he disgraced his country. This dumb fucking dick. Dumb French fucking dick hit the bar and he blew it for his country. I remember one point somewhere down south doing a set up front, silence, and I remember hearing an industrial fan go.
Yeah, that was a good trip too. Remember we got so the fun. Cop got us?
Yeah.
You were blazing fucking nugs?
I didn't have any. I forgot to pack underwear. I had no underwear for 10 days. It was crazy. I kept every time we'd pass a Walmart, he's like, do you want to pull over? I'm like, we'll just do the next one. I'll get it. And by then, I was just like, fuck it, dude. Yeah, I went no undies for like 10 days. Performed. It was probably, I probably had a tinnitus offending the audience. Probably had a tinnitus poking, offending the audience, bombing.
We must have been terrible. Holy shit.
Well, then this is the second Flaccid Dong video, music video he's been in.
Pleased to announce me and Shia LaBeouf, Flaccid Dong Brothers.
You guys have similar flaccids?
He has a reggie.
How about people trying to act like Hunter Biden's dong's normal?
What's up with it?
Biden's got a piece.
I didn't see. Oh, you saw the flass.
Hunter's got a flaccid dong.
Yeah, he's no like artist. Plump. He's no artist like me and Shia LaBeouf, dude.
No, he's got a plump dong.
Perfect artist dong, dude.
He's got a plump dong. That's why he's taking the easy way out. You have a flaccid teen?
True.
Tennis.
You'd be like this. Yeah, if you flaccid tennis, dude, you're in the art video. Just.
Oh yeah,
dude. The video is so fucking funny. Just them, like I'm like, are they about to have sex or not? And eventually, they just go.
Are they like crying in it? Is it crying? Maybe I'm thinking of a different video. Has he done two flaccid dong videos?
You're thinking of a different video. This video came out like 5 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
There should be an
Walk
older.
Me like you hate me.
I believe there's an older Shia LaBeouf music video.
It might be. Oh, I'm sure there is, dude.
True.
I'm sure this isn't the first time. Dude, it's
remember
it's
his very art exhibit? Tasty. You remember the art exhibit he did?
When was that?
He just sat in a room and you could come in and do whatever you want, and he said a chick raped him.
What?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He like sat in a room with like a paper bag over his head or something. It was like an art exhibit. LaBeouf's wild.
He's into like high art. Also, though, you know, he's dangling that tennis out there and saying, hey, come get me.
Little worm.
You can't be showing that tennis. Yeah. Like, girls
he's
love
an angler
that, dude.
Fish.
Girls love that. The Greeks knew it. The one thing that girls' one weakness is a flaccid tennis, dude. They will fully bow to that.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
They know that's a man that's going to work.
Dude, first of all, that's the whole civilization that all those paintings were just showing like penises are in charge, dude. Please.
Yeah. I mean, first off, it's not even like a up for debate. Penises just are in charge.
They have to be. I mean, dude, Hunter Biden has a donger. What happens when donger gets in control? He's getting a foot
crack.
Job. Crack. Foot jobs. Crack. Foot jobs, dude. You need a tennis. That's a God-fearing penis.
Tennis,
dude.
You're going to stay away from amphetamines. You've already got a fucking tennis.
For sure.
Last thing you need is speed.
Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, part of me. No, I can't.
What does this
thing
do? No, thank you.
Shrinks your penis even more.
Oh, Adderall Bird's wicked, dude.
Adderall Bird is... I'll take Adderall sometimes and, like, go to a rest stop or something when I'm driving. Take my... Like, I'll be like, oh, my God, I forgot it. First off, I forgot it did this.
I shrank my bird.
It's, like, wild.
Oh.
It's, dude, Adderall tennis is, you know.
It's otherworldly.
I've never seen anything
it's
like
time,
it.
It's a penis time machine. But yeah, dude, I present it like ice tennis, dude. And I think I might start doing that. It's humbling just to be like, babe, check it.
Jesus.
And dude, windows are wide open. I'm just getting weird in my fucking house right now.
Yeah.
Like my neighbors, like, dude, I can't wait. They just built condo, like three, honestly, I think it's more, something like 18 units.
Yeah.
Right. Like, dude, it's like in my backyard. If I open my window, there are the direct bedroom windows that I can directly see into of like four or five other people. And dude, I don't like having the blinds closed during the day because I like the sunlight. So it's like, and I, you know, I obviously.
How often are you naked in the house?
Enough, you know. Yeah. Enough. Once a day, at least, I'm parading around in there. And so, like, there's at least once I'm, well, at nighttime, 100%. But Brittany closes the blinds at nighttime. But during the day, if I'm naked, I'm naked. Like, I'm pretty sure my neighbors have seen full teenus. Like, they had to have. And that's just it, dude. If you're looking in my house, I've been through that, you know the drill. You looked into my house and saw me naked. It's like.
True. It is on you.
Your eyes came into my house and I happened to be naked. It's like, avert your gaze. Or marvel, dude, at this fucking ice teenus, dude.
Thank you.
Just, they're like looking over from the unit like, I don't think that guy is a dick. I don't think it's there. It's like, it's there.
It's there.
It's just frozen.
It just went through hell.
It's the Avatar, dude. It's the Airbender, dude. It's fucking frozen in an ice ball. But yeah, dude, the.
Just the side of Matt that people didn't know.
They didn't know, bro.
Matt was a dark.
I was a freedom fighter. Evil. Dude. I got a wig, taste dude. Of the working day.
The
and was like,
most evil wig, dude.
I was 100%, dude. Dude, the. But dude, this lady, so she just like never left this apartment. And I didn't live there. I would go there and like sleep there every now and again. And dude, she started like, I was laying there just like whacked out on syrup and pills the one night.
What?
I was just fucking so high on syrup and pills. And the lady started, she started like tucking me in and like a mom. It was weird because she was whacked out of her mind on perk. Yeah. She would just get like soft perk dick from one of my boys constantly. I would go back there and he'd be like, I'm fucking soft again, dude. It's like, stop eating 10
perks. Yeah, that could be it.
And he'd be like, yeah, I should probably. He's like, I last longer though. I'm like, yeah, but you have a fucking teenus. It's like, all the teenus in the world, dude. She'll start hitting me. Like, dude, we've been, I mean, it's a classic conundrum, that whole toilet seat thing. Where it's like, it just, in theory, it just doesn't check out. It's like, all right, I'm going to lift it up so I don't pee all over it.
For you.
And then it's going to be clean enough for you to just simply lower it. I think, I have a theory, you know, this is kind of Freudian, but I think when women have to lower the seat, you're triggering like Freud, like teenus envy. I think they're being like, I can't just.
I even have an extra contraption because of my sub, you know, my inferior
body. I'm lacking. Yeah, I'm lacking.
My body sucks.
Yeah, I'm lacking. So I think, because I was like, look, it's. I'm lifting it up, you know, in deference to you. And it's, if I remember to put it down, I will. But you can't freak out if it's up because it's like I moved it up so there's no pee on it for sure. All you have to do is just like simply drop it. Dude, I'll hear it from the basement. It'll just slam down. And it's just like, what's the rationale? And then we'll be talking and then it'll be like, you know, she's like, well, you know, I had the kid more. It's like, dude, I hear you. You know, I'm working full time and. She needs your boobs to eat. I can't feed. I don't produce milk. She's like, that's bullshit. Just because I'm a woman, it's like, look, if you want that, all the way, don't be slamming that. It's such bullshit stuff. But it's like, there's no reason that should be a thing that all women are just like, yeah, like that's ridiculous.
Wait, you don't think women should nitpick?
But yeah, I don't understand what the seat thing is.
I can't even imagine why they would pick something so.
That's what I'm saying.
Insignificant to try to fight
in 2020 in this political climate, dude.
I mean, as powerful and kick-ass as women are, a toilet seat pretty much tends to always defeat them.
I don't know. I don't understand.
They're usually
what that is.
So unstoppable and kick-ass,
dude. I mean, they're fucking. They're hitting it. They're going. They're all the power.
And
meetings.
Then all of a sudden, a toilet seat's left up, and they're like, "Oh, my day is ruined."
I can't understand,
dude. I dump in truck stops.
Yeah,
consistently.
Man. Sure.
I don't want to hear it about one toilet seat being left up.
Realize how I went to a water park recently, and you don't realize how fucked up you get on those slots. You get elbow burns nonstop, dude. I got off, and I was like, God, my fucking elbows.
The last water ride I was on was with you in South Carolina. Never again, dude. I know. Right up first turn, I got flipped off the raft and just slowly landed in the pond.
It's also like
in front of family's
the
tiny
water
dick.
Slide isn't. Yeah, it's an absolute vacuum seal on your dick.
It's a vacuum seal.
You get off that thing, you're like. Yo, dude, the teenus is fully fucking...
Yeah, gym shorts.
My teenus could be preserved indefinitely in that bathing suit.
It was vacuum sealed. It was tight.
It's crazy, dude. I think we had also regular gym shorts on, which is that's not the move.
I had to wait in the pool until Matt could get us towels.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I for real can't get out of this. I remember. So people were just coming down, landing next to me, and I was like... Matt came back with a hotel towel, so it was like this big. I just covered my teenus, hopped into the lazy river.
Had the teenus in the fucking I remember that we were the only people adults there without kids, so we were just like riding behind, like a guy would be like down the bottom waiting for his child. You see Shane fly down, and he'd be like,
hit him with the title, hit him with a big wave. So, dude,
I wore the shorts to work out. I will say this: I'm always on guard for like the teenus protruding in the shorts.
I mean, I double up. You can also wear boxers with them too.
Did it defend your
penis? No, it defended the penis.
Whoa.
Dude, I felt pretty fucking secure. Okay. But I wore boxers with them too. So well, I was working out. I was doing like the fucking like hip bridges.
Oh, it's the
and nothing. I was fucking, I'm always, he's like, yeah, look up straight. I'm like, well, I gotta look at my penis.
I gotta see if my penis is as embarrassing as I assume it is.
It was, I felt pretty comfortable.